Merlin, if you would, first of all, tell me your whole name, title, what you do for the company.
Merlin Lucas. I'm an associate director within the clinical development group as part of the veterinary medicine research and development, a part of Pfizer Animal Health.
Great. You presented some information to us talking specifically when it comes to treating cattle, and you know, our focus here at this meeting has been primarily on beef cattle and bovine respiratory disease. When it comes to the products you've got, you've done some interesting research, I think, in terms of how you would treat or how you might retreat animals. Can you give me just a little bit of a summary of what some of those studies have done and said?
We've been very fortunate to have two products approved that have a long duration of activity. And when I mean long, at least 7 days, even longer than that, in tissue for one of the products. And so that's allowed us to do some studies that basically verifies that animals can be left alone as long as blood is on, or the drug has been in high levels within the tissue and in the blood. And so those animals, instead of being brought back in the chute because they're not completely looking like they're healed at that time, it's better to leave them there and let them heal on their own and not be stressed bringing them through the chute and looking at them again. So we've done studies up to 7 days for one of the products. It says it's actually better to leave them alone than to bring them back after 3 days. The other product, the first one was Exceed, a CCFA. The second one is Draxxin, telathromycin. And that we've done work up to 14 days and showed there was no difference between 14 days and 7 days of therapy or of coming back. And so you have long duration of therapy there. So
is that something that you think, do producers, cattlemen out there who would be using these products, how aware are they of knowing that, you know, where they might have used to have to treat or retreat in like a 3 day interval, that now they not only can, but they probably even should wait significantly longer?
Well, the word is getting out, and we've been able to publish some of this information, and it's one of those things where people are going to adopt over time. They hear that somebody else has tried it and it works, and you know, our veterinary operations people, salespeople will say, well, look what we've done, now would apply to your operation. And some people, it takes a little bit to go from a traditional 3 day to a 5 day to a 7 day. It's just one of those things that builds over time. Perfectly honest, when we first thought about the concept within the company, we didn't know where to go with the dealer. We knew we had drug on board for the longer period of time, but we didn't know either. And so just like us, it's taken a while for the industry to adopt it and go with it. So,
well, I'm glad you mentioned that, because I thought it was interesting when you were talking about it with some of the other Pfizer representatives here in the room, that the idea of when you did this study, whether you tested it at 5 or 7 or whatever days, it was really almost born out of just a conversation, it sounded like. And yeah, and then from that you've really found some mm-hmm. some interesting information.
Yeah, that's correct. There's as often the case, one very passionate person, it got contagious, and then the discussion centered around, well, just how gutsy are we to go ahead and try that longer duration? So we decided on what study to run, and it was very positive to do the wait period. So we've done a number of studies since then too to continue to prove that that's true.
So for producers who would want more information about this, so they could learn what might be best for their particular application or where they're located, what should they do? Because this is something they can find pretty easily.
Contact their sales rep, veterinary operations person, and they'd be able to provide the information that's most relevant to their operation.
So for these two products, Exceed and Draxxin, in particular with this study, what would you most like producers to know? What would be like kind of like the specific message that we as journalists should be taking away from this meeting?
For those products specifically, again, you've got drug that's going to be within the body helping to fight any disease or any new infections that might be coming along there, and just preventing the stress that happens when they bring them back through. Well, as I was saying in the conversation, a talk yesterday, it's common sense when you really think about it. But it's a paradigm shift that it says, well, you don't want me to look at my cattle? Well, we're not saying don't want to look at them, but we want you to consider that you may be doing harm if you already have the drug and you have the right diagnosis. So, again, work with the sales reps and work with the veterinary operations people.
Well, thank you very much. That's Merlin Lucas with Pfizer Animal Health. I'm Chuck Zimmerman reporting.